It's time for the Alan Stock Answer, presented by Security Screen Masters for Windows and Doors on News Talk 840 KXNT.
In his first White House address to the American people, the president made his case to reinforce border security. He went through the various statistics of crimes perpetrated by illegal aliens that have victimized Americans. The president said, quote, "In the last 2 years, ICE officers made 266,000 arrests of aliens with criminal records, including those charged or convicted of 100,000 assaults, 30,000 sex crimes, and 4,000 violent killings. Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul," end of quote. It was without a doubt the most sober, concise, and focused speech the president has given since his ascension to the White House. He was not bombastic, and his presentation was absent of theatrics. He came across as sincere as much as he ever has. Now, the role of both the executive branch and legislative branches of government is to come together with various suggestions and negotiate some kind of understanding. This is best accomplished behind closed doors. And when a solution has been reached, it's generally best for both sides to appear before the cameras and claim that they're satisfied they got the best deal possible. They came up with a solution that all parties can live with. If they do this, all walk away with their heads in the air, and we've moved the needle just a little bit. What's important about this kind of process is there's been an accomplishment without anyone being seen as having to put their tails between their legs. Now, this, of course, occurs when all parties are willing to work together. In the case of enhanced border security, it appears the Democrats want to be seen as victors who got the president to acquiesce, to have given in. In their minds, this will weaken a president they want out of office after the 2020 elections. Now, what suggests this is the case? Well, after Vice President Pence met with congressional representatives over the weekend, he told a meeting with the press, quote, "The Democratic leadership in the House and Senate informed us there'd be no negotiations until the federal government was open. They refused to negotiate until the federal government opens," end of quote. The irony, of course, is that the border security allocations are part and parcel to the federal budget. ICE and border agents are very much a part of the entire budget that's under scrutiny. It is well understood that if the administration allows for everything except border security to be passed and the government is fully reopened, the debate on border security will be a non-starter. Entrenched House Democrats will never give the president what he seeks for the border. The money would be allotted for more rapid processing of those who claim asylum and for support of immigrants already in the U.S. They might even allow for additional Border Patrol agents at the established points of entry, but it's doubtful they will allow for any kind of significant enhanced security at crossings that are between legitimate points of entry. And this is why the president is standing firm. A full reopening of the government must include all funds needed to adequately secure the southern border from the Pacific Ocean to the Gulf of Mexico. Various tools will be employed to make this happen. Additional border agents, drones, electronic technology, and yes, at times an enhanced wall or fence or barrier of some kind. But to fully reopen the government, Democrats have got to be willing to allow for all programs to be brought to the table. All programs, not just some. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.